You're listening to SBS News.
Minutes before Lion Air Flight 610 crashed into the Java Sea on October last year, its pilot frantically flipped through the pages of the plane's manual looking for a way to stop the aircraft nosediving. But it was too late. The brand new Boeing 737 MAX 8 plummeted 5,000 feet into the waters off Indonesia. All 189 people on board were killed. Bloomberg has reported the same plane faced similar troubles a day earlier. Scott Brenner, a former Federal Aviation Agency official, said an off-duty pilot in the cockpit was able to save the plane by jumping in to help crew disable a malfunctioning anti-stall system.
He took the appropriate action, turned off the electronic system, and controlled his tail manually and landed the aircraft.
Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg has announced an upgrade is on its way.
Soon, we'll release a software update for the 737 MAX that will address concerns discovered in the aftermath of the Lion Air Flight 610 accident.
It's become an urgent matter after a second 737 MAX 8 crashed into Ethiopia this month. Both disasters happened shortly after takeoff. The plane's new anti-stall flight control software is suspected of playing a role in both cases. Boeing had said that experienced 737 pilots needed little training for the new MAX 8, an assertion now under close scrutiny by regulatory officials and pilots at other airlines. Last week, countries worldwide grounded all MAX 8s. Patrick Key, executive director of the European Union's Aviation Safety Agency, says EU and Canadian officials have pledged they will stay grounded until they conduct their own investigations.
We will not allow the aircraft to fly if we have not found acceptable answer to all our questions on both sides, whatever the FAA does.
The approval process for Boeing's design of the new 737 model is now being questioned as US agencies, the FBI, joins the Department of Transportation investigation. The US Justice Department is calling on Boeing's executives to testify at a Senate hearing. Lydia Feng, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.